Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I was always thinking, who's Mahomes' guy? You think about these quarterbacks, they've always kind of had their guy. You know, Manning had two with Wayne and Harrison. You know, obviously Jerry Rice and Montana and Young and Duper and Clayton with Marino, but everybody had their guy. Like, who's the guy for Mahomes? Maybe it's going to be Worthy. Maybe he's going to have two. Maybe Worthy will be that guy too, but definitely Rashee Rice. If he's on that field, just that connection with Mahomes, but it's certainly there. He had a great offseason with him. He's working out with him in the offseason. They built up that rapport. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not, outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the guy he trusts. I mean, certainly that is the guy he trusts. And look at this offense. And obviously, he got better with Xavier Worthy coming back. Rashee Rice takes it to another level. And I just think it'd be reasonable. I mean, Rashee Rice can't command, which you always worry about receivers commanding top receiver money like Tyreek Hill got. And you see the exploding market of wide receivers. But he's already got the suspension. Like, he's already got that one knock by the NFL. That might hurt him. In free agency, the fact that he has been suspended before, I think that he has that one strike.
That was Jay Binkley earlier on the show. If you missed it, go to the Odyssey app, look at the Binkley segment. But he is all in favor of maybe getting Rashee Rice locked up however long he thinks. Used some comps there from the past, a few that I can kind of, you know, slice up a little bit. I think Rashee Rice is here for the foreseeable future. How they decide to do that is up to them, obviously. But again, we talked about this a little bit earlier today. And I think when you look at Rashee Rice and where the Chiefs are at, I think it will be similar to Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill didn't get the huge contract with the Chiefs. He got it with the Dolphins. But before he got that huge contract, he got that extension and he got that couple year bump because of what was off the field stuff. Now, completely different than what Rashee Rice's off the field stuff was. But I think that with Rashee Rice, you know, we go to the brutality of what the conversation is. Hey, you want to get paid? Tell me and have me firmly believe why I should give you this money. Okay, because I'll tell you why we're not. You missed an entire year of injury. You've been suspended because of off-the-field antics. And you played a rookie season and you missed, you know, obviously the almost half of a season.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going into year four. I think what we see from Rashee Rice is kind of the same path that we will see from some from the past of like Tyreek Hill. Hey, we're going to give you a 2 year so we can get rid of the UFA year where you can go out and talk to anybody and everybody you want. And then by the time he's 28, 29, then you might see that lockup deal where it's Rashee Rice got a 3 year, 4 year option for X amount of dollars. But I'm not against getting it locked up because what do? You protect the guy that is the guy of your team, and that's Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And we can all agree this is probably the best offense we've seen Patrick Mahomes have, maybe ever, or at least since that 2022 season where they went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Bucs, where, again, Mahomes was the MVP.
Yeah, no, I think they have the best offense that Patrick Mahomes has ever had. And I don't, like, take that lightly because, obviously, the first couple of years they were outstanding. But they had Tyreek Hill. They had Travis Kelce, and then it was a cast of thousands, you know? I know Sammy was good, and I'm a Sammy Watkins apologist to the day I die because I think he filled an unbelievable role, kind of like we're seeing with Juju Smith-Schuster at this point in time. And so that was obviously really good. But this one is better because you have more wide receivers that can legitimately burn you on the field. You have at least three wide receivers that can catch the ball anywhere on the field and take it to the house, right? Brown, Worthy,
four.
Rice. Thornton. And Thornton may be your guy as well. I mean,
you've seen it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And one catch for what, 39 yards in that game?
Yeah. I mean, you could factor him in as well. I don't hate saying you have four guys that can catch the ball anywhere on the field and take it all the way to the house. The only thing I will say about Rice.
Can you throw Bashard Smith in there? Maybe it's too soon?
Not quite. Okay. Not quite. But he's, I mean, look, he's had 20 or more receiving yards for the last four games. So he's in the offense. I mean, this is a guy that's arrived, right? They trust him right now. But I would say I'm still on the Trent McDuffie bandwagon because he's the guy who needs that contract next. Like, Rashee Rice doesn't need the contract. You don't have to do anything with him, right? McDuffie, you do. And it's going to be very interesting to see if they can get this deal done now with Trent McDuffie. I think they will. I think he wants to be here. Obviously, they want him here in Kansas City. But we've seen that position turn over, man. And again, now you got Noel Williams. You're like, boy, do they ever miss with defensive backs?
That's part of the thing, too. It's like, that's Veach's bread and butter. Like, I don't really want to.
And receivers are not.
And receivers haven't been, right? The last two have gone well. We'll see how Jalen Royals go. I guess maybe the last three could be great. But
who are the ones he drafted before that, though, that, you know?
I mean, I don't know if Pringle was a draft pick, but McCole Hardman, obviously.
Emaw, dude.
McCole Hardman has Sky more touchdowns, basically, than anybody else in, like, for Patrick Mahomes.
But we all know
he wasn't a good second-round pick.
Was going to be.
He wasn't a great second-round pick. Good player, good chief. Glad he was here, but wasn't a great second-round pick.
Right. Again, that was as Dusty said earlier, we've got to move on because we don't know what's going to happen with Tyreek Hill. And so he may be done forever, so we need a guy that can replace him. And McCole, from that reasoning as to why they draft him to what he did, I think he's a pretty good player here in Kansas. Got a big touchdown pass for us as well,
Veach
right?
was here with Tyreek, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no.
It wasn't the GM.
Dorsey.
Yes.
Yeah, Dorsey drafted him, yeah. They obviously Sky Moore stunk, and you move on from that. You're not going to hit on everyone. What were we listening to the other day? It's okay to make mistakes, as Colin Cowherd said. You got to correct those mistakes. Find me somebody who corrects mistakes better than this version
100%.
Of the Chiefs.
100%. Yeah, I also think it's interesting when you look at Tyreek Hill. He was obviously Mahomes' number one. It worked stylistically with what the NFL was. Like, big plays, explosive, let's throw it down the field. Defenses have since said, okay, let's go too high, let's stop that, let's stop the explosiveness. Rashee Rice fits perfectly in with what stylistically is happening in the NFL right now, too. Yards after the catch, short underneath routes, make man's miss.
So it's back to 1995 from a receiving. Like, it's cyclical in the NFL.
Yeah,
because what you're saying is what we did like 20-some years ago in the league. Just get it to the wide receivers and let them run. Oh, Dexter McCloud. Oh, no, that was a bad one.
And then what's going to happen is Detroit's going to move on from Jamison Williams, and then the Chiefs are going to take him.
There
and
we go.
Your Tyquan Thornton, and then you'll have Rashee Rice, you'll have Xavier Worthy, and then you'll have J-Mo. I can dream.
That would be fantastic.
Because, I mean, they don't use him the way that we thought that. I mean, it's one every four games. You're the fantasy guy. Everyone's like, do I start Jamison Williams or do I start Brian Thomas Jr.? Those are legit conversations you have this year. In today's age, you have to keep leaning to Brian Thomas Jr. because he's getting the targets, whereas Jamison Williams isn't getting the targets. And you look at this offense with Patrick Mahomes, and one thing that we scream from the mountaintops is Green Bay never did it for Aaron. Like, he just never got keep adding fuel to the fire. Earlier in the year, we were talking about, well, you know, you got offensive linemen. Do you trade one for an event? Not anymore, you don't.
Well,
you got two guys missing from the opening day roster, possibly for this game against Washington, Trey Smith and Josh Simmons. I hope both well in the recoveries that they're both dealing with. But again, that's why you have to build as much as you can, because the NFL, they're gladiators, man. They're going to get hurt. Injuries are going to happen. Things are going to happen. Life, injuries, sickness, whatever it may be. And you need those options, because look at where we were at the beginning of the year, right? We're like, okay, we got Juju, Thornton, Worthy's hurt. I mean, and now we're going, man, we got Rice, Worthy, Thornton.
Which is why at 0-2, the people that were panicking were fools to panic about this team, because they weren't healthy. They weren't ready. It wasn't their team. Now they got their team back, and look what they can do. And, you know, they do a great job. It's not only with the starters. They do a great job with their backups as well. Caliendo came in the other day and didn't miss a beat on that offensive line. Jalen Moore's come in. They haven't missed a beat at that offensive tackle spot. And now Juwan Taylor's playing like the Pro Bowler that he can be. Yeah, we're going to be okay. We're going to be just fine along that offensive line. Like, Caliendo was great the other day. Jalen Moore's been great for eight quarters.
Oh, yeah.
I feel really good about those guys. And with Juwan playing the way that he is right now.
I haven't heard from him in, what, 12 quarters?
Couldn't tell you the last time my wife has said his name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Same with Hannah. No, 74 again?
Yeah.
None of that?
Wow, I hope she knows that's how you use her voice.
That's pretty dead on.
That's basically all of my impersonations.
Yeah. What the heck? You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Get bent.
No, but it is great, man, because, oh, gosh. We're getting back to the top, and I don't know if they're going to fall back down. Bob thinks they're going undefeated the rest of the season.
I don't think they're losing a game. I love
it.
Yeah. I don't think they're losing a game the rest of the way.
I don't like hate that take.
And Mac also.
Because I'm right.
He really might be. No, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, why would you?
Nope.
It's what they do.
Yes.
So my buddy has.
It's like going back to your comment of like, oh, they're going to lose this game against Marcus Mariota, you know, because that's all they had done up to that point. Mm-hmm. Now the script is flipped. All they do is win and find ways to get it done. I think you'd be stupid to bet against this team right now.
So praise all of you parents out there during parent-teacher conference weeks. My buddy says there's a candidate last year for a Richard of the Year. He goes, last year I saw a dad wearing Bud Light pajama pants.
Oh, come
He'd
on.
Be an immediate qualifier for Richard of the Week.
Dude.
You wonder why the kids dress like they do these days.
Dad, you can just drop me off the front door. I swear I'll go in. I gotta go see your teacher.
Budweiser sweatpants to
pajama.
Conferences. Pajama pants. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Have you whipped out the pajama pants yet, or is it still too early?
No, not yet.
A little frosty out there, man. Yeah.
I sleep in the nude. I don't care.
Yeah, you
in the winter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what the hang,
you gotta breathe, man.
Hell yeah.
You gotta breathe.
Is it rude if I have a follow-up?
No.
Does she?
No.
Ah, oh, it sucks.
He said with a disappointed face.
Well,
no.
I mean, then it complains all night
she
that she's
gown?
Hot.
Oh, man.
Oh, gotcha.
She got that silk one time.
No, nothing. It's just, you know, here's a sweatshirt. You know, we're married. My God.
Exactly.
Damn. Like, is Hannah the same way? I ain't getting dressed for you anymore.
100%.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the winter, I'll wake up and go to the bathroom, and I look like Winnie the Pooh. I just have the T-shirt down.
Yeah, the T-shirt.
Yeah. What am I doing here?
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh never wore pants, did he?
No.
Not a chance.
And that was okay for him.
Proud of it.
Got this bear walking around on 2 feet with a thing of honey and no pants. And Binkley gets in trouble for going to Hy-Vee. I'm kidding.
Everybody hates Eeyore.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to bring up a basketball story on the other side that I don't know if you guys are aware of, that if this is really the case, we are effed in college basketball.
What a tease.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holtis every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
All right, back at it on final Wednesday here. 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty and Mac with you as we roll through the middle of the week. Coming up, we're going to discuss this thing that's going on in college basketball right now. And I will say Tom Izzo may be finally lost. He may now be a lost cause for college basketball. And I'm a lost cause now if this is the case, because this to me is where you have to draw the line between NIL and doing the right thing. Louisville signed a guy by the name of London Johnson.
Sounds like a good coach.
Never heard of him.
He's a player. Okay. Louisville signed this guy. He spent the last 2 years in the G League, and now he's going to play college basketball.
There it is. Yeah.
No. Do you got 2 years of eligibility remaining in college? But you forfeited those years of eligibility once you went to the G League. Once you cross over, it's over. I know it's not amateurism anymore, but once you take a leap into the professional ranks, you cannot go back. It's like Moonlight Graham. Once he went into that cornfield, man, there was no coming back. Once he crossed that line, there was no going back to that baseball diamond.
Yeah, who was the dude at Cincinnati for the Bengals that wasn't going to sign and he could have gone back to the draft the next year?
Smith.
Yeah, but
Shamar Stewart.
But he didn't sign. He didn't play.
Had to get there.
You know,
he was drafted.
He was drafted, but he didn't play multiple years in the G League and go, I'm going to go back to college now.
I'm with you.
And play
this
on that.
Dumb.
Izzo says, to me, it's ridiculous. To me, it's embarrassing. Wow. He went on for 4 minutes ranting and raving about this topic in college basketball. And I will say, I do agree with him. Once you leave collegiate sports and you make a check playing at a professional level, whether it's overseas or here in the States, you're done with college. And that's the way it has to be looked at. Going to the G League and making money is not taking advantage of NIL. That's going to be a professional athlete. You then have forfeited your amateur status, and now you need to move on. There is no room for you. And what kind of loser is that guy? You failed in the G League, so now you're going back to college?
Yikes. That's bad. It's over, dude. It's done. But yeah, what happened to, like, you make a commitment or you sign up for something and you stick it through or anything like that? It just doesn't matter in any collegiate sports at all anymore. You just kind of get to do what you want, free flow.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have a problem with that because coaches have been doing that forever and a day. And I don't have a problem with kids getting into a situation, realizing it may not be the situation that they were promised or thought or anything like that. Like, I went 1,000 miles away to college. If I didn't like it because I was 1,000 miles away and wanted to go to a new school to be closer home, I could have done it just like that. Wouldn't have to sit out. You just go on and do your thing. A lot of times athletes commit to schools because of certain players, certain coaches. If those variables change, then it's not the same place you committed to. So I don't have a problem with athletes being able to change the school that they're at when everybody else in the free world has that ability. What I do have a problem with is you signed up for the G League, played a couple of years there, and now you want to go back to college? That's where the NCAA has to get involved and say, no, we're not doing that.
You can go down to Big 12 Media Days and hang out with Drew and bring that up.
I wonder if they're going to bring that up down there.
They should.
They're going to talk about that kid at BYU. Is it Bonanza? The $7 million kid going to BYU?
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Because we were out there talking to see how many head coaches we could name in the Big 12.
Oh, God.
I think we got to 5.
You made that many?
I think so.
Okay, I can get Bill Self.
Yeah.
And you know, I can get Scott Drew. I can get
K-State.
What the hell is that guy's name? Jordan Love? Why am I blanking on the K-State coach?
I can tell you what he looks like. I can't really tell you his name.
Yeah.
He doesn't like fans getting on the court?
I know. I can't remember his name right now. I'm drawing a blank on the K-State basketball coach.
Okay.
I think most K-State fans are probably too.
TCU?
Oh, yeah, the guy used to be a Pittsburgh.
He looks like a vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what he looks like.
Yeah, I can't even get his name right now.
Jamie Dixon.
Jamie Dixon, yep.
K-State coach, dude. What are we doing?
Don't you dare look
at Kelvin Sampson at Houston.
There you go.
Oh, nice. Good pull.
Thank you.
There's a brother of a...
Oh, Tad Boyle at Colorado.
And then you've got... What's-his-face's brother from UConn. He's in the Big 12 somewhere.
Hurley is?
Yeah.
Arizona.
Yeah. There's a Hurley in Arizona. See, we're already at 6.
Yeah,
that's pretty
good.
Nice. I can't think of the guy
Tang?
At K-State. Jerome Tang.
Yeah, Pooty Tang.
Yeah.
Sadate, baby.
I could not remember that guy's name.
Pity on the runny kind.
And I don't have a problem with that. They're not a relevant basketball team.
1,000 miles of college.
1,093 to be exact. Not that I was counting.
Were you making your way downtown?
Yeah, I was.
Walking fast, faces passing, you were homebound? Or you could have the Dwight Yoakam
making
song.
Making my way downtown.
It's a banger. Vanessa Carlton.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White chicks, one of the funniest scenes in the movie. Also, Thousand Miles to Nowhere, Dwight Yoakam, great song.
Thousand Miles to Nowhere.
Yeah, Jerome Tang is. So, I mean, you got like five, six. There's like
15. How many teams are in the Big 12 these days?
And then what's weird is I know all these Big 12 coaches by appearance. Like, I know the guy at Iowa State wears the, it's like Hundenberg or something like that, wears the tight shirt. And he's super
Hoiberg. It's Fred Hoiberg.
No, it's not Hoiberg. Oh. But it's something like that. But yeah.
The Iowa State coach?
Yeah.
No clue.
For all your boring Big 12 Media Day stuff, I can tell you where to find it. But where you can find fun entertainment is in the 96.5 The Fan.
TJ Otzelberger?
Yeah, Otzelberger.
Oh, is that what the new menu item at Maloney's, the TJ Otzelberger?
Yeah, dude, it's a total
smash.
What's on the TJ Otzelberger? That's a pretzel bun.
Yep, brown 100%. Mustard.
Brown mustard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or there's a beer cheese.
Beer cheese.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. What's that German Swiss thing that they
schnitzel?
Schnitzel. Yeah, it's a schnitzel. It's a schnitzel. Yeah. Yeah. The TJ Otzelberger is a schnitzel
and
on
it comes
a pretzel
with a
bun.
Big tall Hefeweizen.
TJ Otzelberger.
Never heard of him. But you know what he looks like.
Vaguely.
Very tight polo.
Yeah, that guy, yes.
I mean, a hurricane couldn't move his hair.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's something about his hair that I remember.
Oh, yeah. And he's always hands on the hip on the sideline doing like the...
Yeah. Getting a workout in on the sidelines. Like Pete Carroll gets a workout in on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah, still does.
Good Lord, that guy up and down the sidelines.
Jerome Tang, make it to Christmas.
Nah.
Hmm.
I'll say yes.
Okay.
Who's the former K-State player that they want to coach the basketball team? Is K-State hiring a new football and basketball coach
Michael
this
Beasley's
year?
Coming back.
Yeah, dude. I would.
That'd be sick, actually.
Bring some sauce on that team.
That'd be
sick. Hire Michael Beasley
That'd
to
be awesome,
head coach.
Dude.
Would be great.
Let him be your Andrew Luck, your general manager at K-State.
Look, the best thing they did was when they hired Bob Huggins and brought him in for a year. Mm-hmm. We used to have him on the show. We used to talk about it all the time. He should go to K-State. And then all of a sudden, Bob wasn't on the show anymore, and he was going to K-State.
Wow. Gave him the advice. He listened.
But 1 year, and then he got, you know, Frank Martin in there and changed the whole program around. It was a great hire for K-State.
Real quick before we go to whatever we're talking about next, I think you should be able to go to the NBA straight out of high school. But like you're saying, Bob, if you do that, G League or NBA, that's it.
You're done.
You're done.
Yeah.
And if you go to college, you have to stay for 2 years.
Okay.
Not 1 year. 2 years in college.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. Make a commitment.
Yep. You know, and that'll allow teams to actually be built and not as many one and dones and maybe see some chemistry built.
But then you're also going to have the transfers. So, I mean, you got guys going to the NBA, but you also have guys like there are guys right now, I'm sure, at KU that are already looking to transfer, K-State or wherever the case may be, based on just preseason practice alone.
100%. Right? Literally, the vibes.
Yeah.
Like, eh.
Right.
The playing time and the drills are hard.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff. Does USF have a basketball team? Are they in the Big 12 or UCF?
Last year?
That's right, they did. Who's their coach?
Good, good man.
Yeah.
UCF.
USF.
UCF.
Oh, yeah.
UCF. Central.
UCF.
Bill
Orlando. Like one of the kids' names in Four Christmases. They're all named after the city they were conceived in. Orlando, Dallas, Denver.
Johnny Dawkins.
Ah, okay.
Johnny D.
Yeah.
All-time leading scorer for the Blue Devils.
Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah.
We're really good at our job. I mean, it's college basketball. It's dead.
It's dead.
Sorry.
The sport sucks, man. Like, seriously. It matters for 3 weeks in March, and that is it.
You know how they say I've been waiting all day for, I've been waiting all year for effing March.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, the first college basketball games, guys, are this weekend. It's
Friday night,
Halloween.
KU plays. Your alma mater plays Friday night.
Who do they play?
I don't know.
Pitt State? Yeah. I mean, because I do like the Purdue-Kentucky exhibition game that doesn't count. That's kind of
weird.
Fun. And then I'm sure next week we'll get that, you know, or 2 weeks from now, we'll get that game in Atlanta on a Tuesday with Duke and Kansas and Michigan State and whoever else is in that thing.
Is it really like this in Little League? This is from a text from the 913. It's like Little League. You can play up in age, but you can't come back down to your age and play in a lesser division.
Oh, once you make the commitment? I didn't know that.
I like that.
I like it. Yeah.
That's great.
Johnny's going to play up a grade because he's just tearing up he's 0 for 20 with 18 strikeouts. Let's go back down, dude.
Sorry, Johnny.
Yeah,
Johnny.
No.
You wanted this.
Because when I was a kid, you couldn't play tournament ball and league ball.
Yeah.
And basketball. Like, you couldn't. Baseball, you could do whatever.
Yeah.
But basketball, if you played league, you couldn't play tournament. If you played tournament, you couldn't play. Like, it was that.
Soccer's
sort of
like that for high school. If you play on the high school team in the spring for girls, then you can't play on your club team in the spring. And, you know, if fall you play on your club, spring you play, you know, you can't have the overlapping. You got to choose. I think, look, it's life lessons, man, and we've gotten away from a lot of those. Not everything in life is great. Not everything in life is perfect. Not everything in life is going to work out in your warm little bosom like you want it to work out. And when you make decisions, you have to understand there are consequences for those decisions. People always say, it's free speech. Yeah, you got freedom to say whatever you want, but you also have the freedom to have the consequences that come along with saying those things, right? You have the consequence. Like, there was another guy that got fired from a job because he was a jerk in the stands to somebody at a game this week.
Ugh.
Fired. You know, you should be if you're going to perform like that. I don't want you representing my company. And so I look at these decisions that are made, especially at the youth league level. If you're going to make these decisions as a youth league player, then you're going to have to follow through with them because not every decision you make is going to be right. How are you going to respond from those decisions is how you grow as a human being.
Yeah, I'm glad they're teaching the 8-year-olds that lesson. They should teach the 18-year-olds that lesson a little bit more, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
You're talking about this Friday's game for KU?
You got to go to Lawrence.
I was about to say. That was literally your, 100%.
Doug Gottlieb.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes, that's right. That's right. I do know that. Bill threw him a bone. Yeah.
Oh, they're Oklahoma State guys.
Yeah, Bill threw him a bone on that one, and which I appreciate. Take care of somebody you like, I guess. I'm fine with that. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yeah, they're going to get their ass kicked.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Well, they score 50?
50? Yeah, it seems like a lot.
In college, for sure. Well, they score 4. Doug Gottlieb is going to be in Lawrence, Kansas. Points. Where will you be, Bob Fesco? Not there.
Not there, no. Friday night? Got a couple of things. Oh, I'm going to a comedy show on Friday night. One of our friends is doing comedy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, coming in town doing comedy, so we're going to go see him.
Love that. I love stand-up.
It's great.
So good. Well, then you'll get out and you'll see a laugher of a score.
147-2.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man.
How long does Gottlieb have?
This year.
Well, yeah, how is he still there?
Is he still doing the radio show, too?
Great question.
BBL Stinky.
We'll just try him on the show Friday. No? Okay.
Does anybody really want to hear from Doug Gottlieb?
Sure. If we can be wrong
with
him.
You talk to Doug Gottlieb.
Yeah, Mac and I'll just stay in the producer's room and we'll just keep making cuts. but that's in the future on Friday night. Speaking of the future, future sports betting, we've seen what the Chiefs are doing, right? They went from being, you know, everybody was like, I don't know, are they going to be all right? MVP odds, Patrick Mahomes. AFC division odds. For the West, Kansas City Chiefs. AFC number one seed, Kansas City Chiefs. Super Bowl odds, Kansas City Chiefs.
It's even more than that, Dusty. The new odds from BetAG came out yesterday, and this is what they wrote. But we have a new favorite this week, the Kansas City Chiefs. And the odds separation between the Chiefs and the Bills-Lions at plus 700 is the largest we've seen since Super Bowl odds were first released in February. The Chiefs now have the biggest margin to win the Super Bowl of any team so far this season in the NFL, and the Chiefs technically aren't even in the playoffs right now. And they had, it's not only the best odds, but the widest gap we've seen since February when the odds came out right after the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
Isn't that nuts?
Let's go.
It's telling to me how much the league and everybody out there right now looks at the Chiefs across the board and they think they're just better than everybody else. At 4-3, that's what you get, separate that record. At 4-3 right now, tell me the team that's going to beat this football team. And Vegas is now going, yeah, they're winning the Super Bowl and it's the biggest odds discrepancy we've seen since we released the odds right after the Chiefs got trucked in the Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. It's wild, man.
Sorry, the Jayhawks play Louisville this Friday. They play Green Bay on November 3rd.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's when I guess that's a real game. This is exhibition. So, yeah. Either way, November 3rd.
So, they play Louisville. So, this guy from the G League is going to be suiting up at Allen Fieldhouse?
According to the text line, that's what they're going to do. It is crazy to think that they are already, like you said, like not a playoff team. But we know the future, right? Like, we know what's probably going to happen, right? They're going to probably make the playoffs. They're probably going to have the MVP at quarterback. I don't think there's, unless something catastrophic happens, right? But I think that if, because we told you, at least I know I did, 3 weeks ago, that Mahomes' odds to win MVP were plus 1,000. Now they're plus, like, 185. So that's,
I'm surprised you just haven't taken him off before at this point.
Depending on what he does the next 2 weeks. If you go out there and do exactly what you did to the Raiders against Washington, who's a beat-up team as well, and then you beat Buffalo, and then you go into a bye.
Dude, they may take. Has anybody ever been taken off the board before as an MVP candidate? Where they're just like, all right, enough. We know he's winning this thing.
The only one I ever saw that got close was there was like 2 weeks left in the season when Justin Jefferson won Offensive Player of the Year. It got to the point where it was like 1,600. It's like minus 1,600, and they finally just took off Offensive Player of the Year. Same with, like, I think Cooper Kupp when he won the Triple Crown. They were like, it's over. It's like, over, this guy is catching 10 catches a game for 120 yards and two touchdowns. It's just no one's going to catch him. But is there a future bet that you would place?
I like yours a lot. I think that hits next year. Bobby for MVP.
Seems right.
Yeah, it does. And you know, I've done it every year. I've thrown a couple of bucks on somebody to win the Cy Young Award. I had Brady Singer a couple of years ago, 2 years ago before and he pitched really well, right?
Yeah.
I think I had Cole Reagans last year. I'd probably throw some money on Cole Reagans to win the Cy Young Award. I mean, if he stays healthy, which is a big if for him, but if he stays healthy, good Lord. I mean, the guy dominates. You know, he absolutely dominates. So I would think Cole Reagans for Cy Young would be a fun future bet kind of for me to make.
The bet that I would put for Cole Reagans, maybe not Cy Young, but leader of strikeouts in the American League. Yeah. That's a sexy little one. I think you could also pick a bet of like Vinny Pasquantino over 25 home runs because he'll depend.
What do you think that number is going to be this year? I bet it's 30.
I mean, when healthy, I mean, he
lasted all season.
260, 30 home runs, 100 RBI. That's going to be Vinny Pasquantino's.
That's like, a career, dude.
I mean, that's fine. If that's what you're going to be for the next 5 years, and you're going to sandwich that between, you know, Bobby and hopefully Cags, I think Cags' home run number would be a good future bet. Maybe he figures it out more so this offseason, gets back in the groove, got the shout out Ace Frehley back in the groove, RIP.
But that loss sucks, man, because he shouldn't have died. The guy fell at his house, and I mean, those are the losses that suck.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Cags' home run total next year might be like 18.5.
I was going to ask you, what do you think it's going to be? Because if it's under 20, I think you got to pound the over.
And I think Bobby Witt Jr. would be my bet as my future MVP bet because it'll have a lot of juice to it because Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge will probably be your favorites in the American League to come back as MVP favorites. We still don't know who won that award. We'll find out. I think it's going to go to Judge. I really think so. I think it'll be close. I don't think it's one of these Judges where he wins with 48 and Cal Raleigh gets two. I think it'll be like 30-20.
Did you hear Cal Raleigh in the bathroom after the game the other night?
Being the big dumper?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Like they're interviewing some guy and all of a sudden you're... I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Have you heard it?
Yes.
Isn't that what it sounded
That's
like?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, what do you think?
Oh, you just got your ass kicked. You know, you lost this. The exactly. season's over. What do you think?
Dumber.
Well, let me tell you. See if you can find that. We got to play that now. It's like, oh, my God.
The hell was that?
Cal's really being the big dumper right now.
Somebody's future bet says the Royals to win the Central.
That's a good one.
Let's see what they do with old Tarek over there in Detroit. Because, boy, when that season ended, they said, let's have a conversation about some money.
Yeah.
And they said, all right, here's our number. He said, all right, we'll talk in the winter.
Yeah, we'll see you in February.
He's like, yeah, they're about $40 to $400 million off of what I was looking for.
You know what? There's part of me that says, you know what? I hope they sign Tarek Skubal to that big contract, and then the lockout stuff starts talking, and he realizes how much money he's going to lose. And he goes, all right, guys, we're not doing this lockout.
Yeah. Mac, you've got a future bet that you like as well.
Yeah, how about 750 receiving yards for Rashee Rice? Still plus money. I know he only had like 40-something last game, but what have we got, 10 games left? Plus 195 for 750. So 700 yards about in 10 games, 70 a game.
The missed games and the spread of target scares me.
But
I think his targets kind of give me life to be like.
So I'm saying he's the one consistent in my mind.
Say it's at plus
well, we'll
what?
See. I mean, this
195.
Week. 195. This week we'll be walking out of that game going, man, Worthy was got 10 targets and Rice got two. Like, that's why I think
I'd
it's
be
so.
Shocked.
I think it's so tough right now if you're doing, you know, over unders on Chiefs individual, you know, things for a game because you just don't know who the game plan is going to be for or during the game. Maybe all of a sudden somebody else emerges, and that wasn't the guy that they thought was going to get involved. I think they're hard picks this year now with the over-unders. I would hesitate to select any of the Chiefs guys in props, but I would probably lean towards the under on a lot of them.
You got NBA futures. We like Wembanyama to win MVP.
Love it. Yeah, the odds are good there.
Because Luka probably skyrocketed a little bit last night with his 43-13-9. They didn't win because you don't have to win your – Do you have to be a top-tier team to win MVP?
You got to probably win over 50, 55 games. You got to win over 50 games. You got to be a good team. probably a top four seed in your conference.
I think it should be the same for every sport. If your team's not in the playoffs, you're not the MVP, you know?
Yeah, like if the Lakers are a top four seed, though, and LeBron's not playing, like that's his narrative, right? In a really tough West with OKC and Denver, and he's still putting up 40 and 10 a night.
Right.
Right now, he's plus 400. You can get Wembanyama at plus 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis is a good bet, I think, too, plus 1,400. They could just win. I mean,
especially if he gets traded to the Knicks and they end up winning a one or two seed, and you know he just goes off in New York, he'll win the MVP.
This may piss you off, but if you want a futures bet in baseball for Rookie of the Year, J.J. Weatherholtz out of St. Louis, he should be a superstar next year. His card is
high.
What about a Cags future bet?
Yeah, the home runs.
Oh, you mentioned the home runs? Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
18 and a half would probably be the number.
Okay. He's out of the rookie conversation.
He played too much.
This what's the threshold? Do you know?
For what?
For rookie, like for playing too much?
I think it's like 250 a bet, but it's all based on a formula of,
confusing.
Yeah.
It's like if you play like
certain percentage of
like
that.
You play a third of the season, you can't win it. Yeah. It's like, for sure.
You kind of carry the one.
Yeah, that old thing. Exactly. Yeah. Rookie of the year, by the way, for NBA, Cooper Flagg is minus 220.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, dude, he's going to ball.
It's going to be great.
The American flag. Shout out
tonight.
Ron Hughley.
Yeah.
Oh, Cooper's tonight?
I believe he is tonight.
That's going to be a 7 o'clock start. I need to get that box.
You do?
I got to get that box.
Yeah,
yes.
Dude. Oh, somebody says if the Hornets start winning, LaMelo has a shot at MVP.
6-7, baby.
Oh, God.
He got 6-7 opportunities to go out there and do it.
I will say you could put a bet on him tonight to hit 6-7 threes.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
That's always his prop bet is 3 points from LaMelo Ball because he'll just rain fire. He'll shoot 15 threes a night.
And they play the Nets, so.
Yes.
Who?
Exactly.
The Nets.
Wait, who plays the Nets?
Charlotte.
The Hornets.
Two franchises that are just dead sticks.
100%. Like
the Charlotte Hornets.
The Sharts?
They might as well be.
You ever done that?
No.
Never
I
in your
no.
life you never sharted?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I think
good
I
on
did
you.
It last week.
No.
By the way, Victor Wembanyama versus Cooper Flagg tonight on ESPN.
It's on ESPN?
Let's go.
Oh, we're betting.
Let's go.
We're betting.
Dallas v. San Antonio, big rivalry game. Man, the NBA's kicking it off in style.
I gotta
figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Yeah, we're doing that after the show.
Yeah, let's go.
We're putting our brains together.
Cooking.
We'll wrap this show up on the other side. I can't believe you never sharted. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports. Final segment here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Got to give it one more shot to see where we're at on the Fesco and Dusty poll.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. Fesco and Dusty poll on a Wednesday. That's the drop. We play it every Wednesday. Try to get in there once an hour. Biggest competitor to the Chiefs in the AFC, we asked. Bills, Colts, Chargers, Broncos. 52.1% of you throughout the day said, or the morning, said the Bills.
That's a landslide, I think. When you have four teams and 52% of the people are voting for Buffalo, yeah, that's pretty much a landslide. And I don't think it's the Raiders. I don't think it's necessarily the Broncos. I don't necessarily think it's the Chargers either. I think the biggest threat still is the Buffalo Bills, but I'm not scared of the Buffalo Bills. I'm not worried about the Buffalo Bills. I'm not spending my time up all night thinking about the Buffalo Bills like I did over the last couple of years. Their defense gave up 40. Their offense hasn't been as good as advertised either. I mean, the last couple of games, they're not putting up a lot of points. And so I just look at that Buffalo Bills team as kind of just trying to find its way right now. I don't think they have an identity right now, and they are ripe for the picking. Go up to Orchard Park and knock them off, man.
Kind of a big week for them. Like, this is a must-win game. They've lost two in a row. They're coming off a bye. They're at Carolina. Like, they need to look good this week.
Yeah.
And win defiantly.
You're more in on Carolina than I am.
Carolina's a fun, bad team. Like, they can score points. Their offense is
I hate fun, bad teams because they can beat you.
100%. That's what I'm saying. So they need to come in off a bye and, like, take this seriously and look good and win by two possessions.
Yeah. And I think they probably will, but
probably. Andy Dalton will have – it'll be fun.
Yeah, but who knows? You just don't know. I don't know what's going on there in Buffalo right now. They're in a bad way at 4-2.
Are we ramping up Adam? No, he's in Minnesota again. That's right.
Yeah.
Because when Andy Dalton threw to Adam Thielen, I forgot he went back to Minnesota.
Tet McMillan, Jalen Coker in deep leagues.
Leggett, he's starting to score.
Leggett had a great week last week.
Did you see him at the hockey game?
I didn't.
Oh.
Dang, I missed this.
Typical Leggett.
He's sitting on the glass, mic'd up at the hockey game. Oh, it's good.
Oh, I got to look this up.
Yeah. It's really good stuff.
He's a treasure.
He is, yeah.
Didn't we find out that his accent's fake?
That's what some people were saying. They were like pulling up clips of him in college, and he's like not the same accent. They're like a little bit less
so
of an accent.
Brian Kelly is what they're saying?
Yeah, my family.
Or he's Shaggy.
My family.
The NFL and EA Sports have agreed to an extension through the 2030 season for the league's Madden video game license. So five more years of EA Sports and Madden.
It's amazing with the NFL versus Major League Baseball now at this point in time. Like, everything in baseball is drug out in the public and is nasty. Even the TV negotiations in baseball were getting there. Mm. The NFL is just renewing stuff behind their backs. And here we go. We got another 10 years with Fox. We got another 5 years on this, another 6 years on the labor deal. They just take care of stuff behind the scenes because they get it. The fan doesn't want to hear about the labor stuff, the money stuff. They don't care about that kind of stuff. And so they keep it all in-house, and they just get deals done, man, and they just continue to move on and give people what they want. And baseball acts like children.
Speaking of giving people what they want behind closed doors, Matt McMullen, who joined us last week on the roundtable, fired off two tweets this morning. The first one, the Chiefs are the only team in the NFL that currently rank in the top five in both total offense and defense.
He was listening to Binkley this morning say that.
Number five on offense with 370.6 yards per game. Number five on defense with only 280.3 yards allowed per game.
Mm-hmm.
The other tweet he says is KC features seven players with 250-plus scrimmage yards this year.
Start over again.
Kansas City features seven players with 250-plus scrimmage yards this year, marking the most of any team in the NFL. No other team has more than five. Mac called it, man. He said when Rashee Rice comes back, and it's only been 1 week, so they've been doing it before this, they will have the most explosive offense in the NFL. They have seven players with 250-plus yards from scrimmage, making that the most of any team. They should have eight if Rashee Rice wasn't suspended.
And that's what makes them so unstoppable. And it's one step further is that they don't care that they're all sharing this, as we've talked about with the EGE, everyone going to eat, right? And they've got that mindset. It's just, to me, it's amazing that they have gotten everybody to buy into that mindset. But what they tell people when they come through the door here in Kansas City is, this is the mindset. Are you going to buy in? And they interview these guys and they figure out if they're going to be a right fit for their company. And when they figure out, yeah, they're a right fit, they bring those guys in and they become part of what's going on here in Kansas City. You can come in here and be part of something. You don't think you're going to come in here and be something because you're not. You're going to be part of something, but you're not going to be something. And the minute you want to be something, we'll send you to Miami or the Jets. You choose. Oh, you chose Miami? Okay, fine. So that's what we do here in Kansas City. It's about the overall team and the fact that they get everybody still, as long as they've been doing this, to buy in all the time. It's awesome, and it starts with Mahomes. It starts with Travis Kelce. You got those two guys in the room telling you the way things are going to be. Everybody's going to buy in. Everybody's going to be part of the team pulling in the same direction. And now that's passed down to Rice. It's now passed down to Worthy. It's passed down to Thornton and Smith. And when the new crop comes in, they'll say, this is the way it's going to be, guys. We're all in this together. If you're thinking about individual numbers, it's best you go be a Raider, because there you can put up some individual numbers and never win. Here, we're going to put up a lot of victories. You may not get your individual numbers. We'll all get paid because we're winning and it's fun, but we're not going to put up those great numbers that, you know, everybody wants to see. So are you part of this or not? It takes a special person to be here, man.
I can think of a special person that cares about numbers. Mac, we were talking about last night, we didn't change our television station from 5:30 to 9:30. Tonight, the debut of Inside the NBA on ESPN, 6 o'clock.
Let's go.
How will ESPN ruin this?
And then 7 o'clock will be Wimby and Cooper, the American flag.
Is it 7? Okay.
Is that what it is? Right?
I think it's 8.
Oh, is it?
I think it's 8.
Well, if it's on ESPN, how can it be at 8 if the pregame show's on at 6?
Cavs at 6.
Oh, 6 Eastern, so 5 o'clock.
So, yeah. Cavs Knicks at 6, which is still a good game,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Just excited about that. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we get Spurs Mavs at 8:30, which means 8:45, which means I'll catch a quarter and a half of it. But still, I'm pumped.
Right. Are we worried that Kyrie is there with Cooper?
No, I don't even think Kyrie will be playing tonight.
Oh, okay.
I think he'll probably miss a good portion. Yeah, he's out. His return date, they're estimating as January 1st. It may be before that. He's going to be out for a minute.
Okay.
So it's going to give time for Cooper and AD to kind of mesh. Be interesting.
I wonder what his overs are tonight on Cooper Flag. Because Adam Silver said he's going to start taking away prop bets in the NBA. Did you see that?
I saw that. We need to ramp back on the prop bet.
I don't disagree with that. The players can't handle it. I mean, we're seeing it.
NFL players can't handle it.
But guys aren't getting busted in the NFL. That one guy got busted years ago, right?
Was Jameson Williams.
Was it Jameson Williams?
He was doing it in the Detroit facility. Yeah. It was like three, it's 2 years.
And then there was Kevin Porter Jr.
Who was the guy in Atlanta that missed the whole year as a wide receiver?
Yep.
Ridley, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's very limited in the NFL.
And that's what they're telling you.
Yeah, and they've nipped that in the butt. But if you think the NFL players, they're not going to get caught doing that kind of stuff, the league is not going to allow the gambling stuff to get out of hand in the NFL because they know how much money is involved in all of that, as does the NBA, which is why Adam Silver says, all right, we gave you the opportunity. You guys can't handle this. We got to take this away.
So Timothée Chalamet, he's going to be in attendance tonight in the Garden.
Of course, yeah. Game opening one. Night in the Garden.
Spy,
night
Timothée, in the Garden, yeah. And they're 1.5-point underdogs.
They're underdogs to the Cavs? Wow.
In the Garden, at least according to, 8:40 is the time of this Dallas. Wow, yeah, that's just, not happening.
It's ridiculous.
Boy.
Well, it looks like, the Knicks don't have Josh Hart or Mitchell Robinson. Yeah, you want to know why no Mitchell Robinson?
Gambling.
Load management.
Oh.
Game one.
Right, we're done here. You wonder why this sport for me is just. I mean, you want to know why the NBA to me is a shart? Load management? You've had all summer off.
Can't believe you've never sharted. Cooper Flags over under 9 on points, 15.5. Hammer your mortgage on it. Last time
15?
I said that,
let's
15
go.
And a half.
Load management in game one?
Can't believe you've never sharted. Hey, go do something nice for somebody today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You never know. It can change your day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care.
Don't manage my load right now.
And on that note, stay kind, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody Gold and JT. Drew's at Big 12 Media Day. Talk to you tomorrow. What the hell was that? Men's Wieners.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.